From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Voting for independence in Catalonia turned violent after police smashed the front door of a polling station with a hammer in Catalonia Sunday, where the regional leader was expected to cast his vote in a banned independence referendum. The Spanish culture minister, Iñigo Méndez de Vigo, said Friday that the independence vote violates Spanish law, and the government will not accept the results of the referendum.
In this illegal referendum called by Catalonia's government, it has been already canceled by the rule of law. It is out of the legality, it has no international support, and it has no electoral syndicate since they resigned when the Constitutional Court fined them.
And hundreds of people in favor of the referendum did camp out in schools and other designated polling places in an attempt to keep them up and open for Sunday's vote. Catalan officials say that they would move forward with the vote despite the actions taken by Spain's central government. Almost a week and a half after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, about half of the island's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosselló noted, however, that some recovery has been made.
People that are sheltered, the number has gone down. Now we're at 10,000. As a reminder, we had an estimate of 15,000 about a week ago. It's been going down. We had 500 shelters. Now it's consolidated to 150. The efforts are moving forward in that respect as well.
U.S. President Donald Trump, from his golf club in New Jersey, launched a Twitter tirade Saturday morning against the San Juan mayor, Carmen Yulín Cruz, has been very critical of the Trump administration's response to the hurricane. This is VOA News. Pakistan's military chief, General Qamar Javed Bajwa, traveled to neighboring Afghanistan Sunday for a day-long official visit to discuss ways to enhance bilateral counterterrorism and border security cooperation. The general to meet with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and military counterparts in Kabul. Bilateral ties have been marred by mistrust and suspicion, with both Islamabad and Kabul routinely blaming one another for backing fugitive anti-state militants to plot terrorist attacks against one another. The general is expected to reiterate offers of training for Afghan soldiers and police personnel in Pakistani institutions. Mosul's old city is covered in rubble and virtually abandoned, entire blocks destroyed. Many families still haven't found bodies of loved ones. Well, Iraqi forces and locals have been slowly trying to make the area inhabitable again, with technical teams searching house by house for bombs more than 2 months after government forces retook it. However, Saturday, Islamic State militants hiding out in one of the homes were waiting. The militants fired and a battle ensued. Two fighters were hit by Iraqi grenades and their bodies caught fire. Two more were later killed, one shot on the street. Their bodies were thin, heavily bearded, and they were wearing traditional clothes favored by militants in Mosul. Former football star O.J. Simpson has been released from a Nevada prison. A Nevada State Prison spokeswoman said that he was released shortly after midnight Sunday from Lovelock Correctional Center in the northern region of the state. He must now serve 5 years of supervised probation. He did speak.
Done my time. I'd just like to get back to my family and friends. And believe it or not, I do have some real friends. But I don't think I could have represented this prison. I don't think any inmate has ever represented it better than I.
The former football star, also known as the Juice, spent 9 years behind bars on charges of armed robbery and kidnapping following a 2008 confrontation between himself and two sports memorabilia dealers at a hotel in Las Vegas. He had been ordered to spend up to 33 years in prison, but a state parole board did rule that this year he could be released by October 1st or after October 1st. North Korea has shown no interest in pursuing talks on its nuclear and missile programs. The U.S. State Department said Saturday after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged the United States was communicating directly with Pyongyang. Tillerson was in Beijing Saturday seeking China's cooperation on a maximum pressure campaign against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.